John Dooley, the editor from the Mildura Weekly. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am very, very good. Yourself?
Yeah, no, never better.
Good. Now, are you getting out and about and getting to the Munster Trucks on the weekend?
Well, I think I'll have to go out there. It's, of course, on Saturday and Sunday at the Mildura Racecourse, and we've got a terrific picture on the front page of Troy Garcia. He's a promotional member of the team, but he's also a driver, and he's telling me all about it. He invited me to have a run with him, but I said, look, I'll probably just take some photos. But great day out. Gates open at 12 o'clock. The big show sort of starts to ramp up about 3 o'clock and it'll go through to just on dusk. So fabulous family day out, and if you're a bit of a rev head, well, you'd have to be there.
I was just thinking, good on you, John. You know, offered a ride and you don't think your mate's here at the radio station.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's really all right. Hey, MASP, they've got a food drive, a can drive on today, and great idea this, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And, of course, it's being held during Homelessness Week, which has been running since last Sunday up until this Sunday, I think. Yeah, it's a food can drive. It'll be held at Mildura Central in the car park there in front of Adairs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you can pop along and donate a can of something, tin of soup or baked beans, whatever it might be, you'll really be helping to ease the burden on some of these people who are not doing it too well at the moment.
Yeah, worthwhile cause it is, worthwhile cause. Hey, look, this week Council's endorsed the Mildura East Planning program, the plan there.
Yeah, so it's a pretty comprehensive plan for the region's next major growth corridor.
We're talking 30 years too, aren't we?
Yeah. It's actually, the timeframes are very interesting. I've seen the plan up close and had a briefing from Council on it. So last week it was endorsed by Council, but the vote wasn't without some opposition and concerns raised about how the plan clashed with the intentions of Lower Murray Water. Now, six councillors voted in favour of it, with the exception of Glenn Milne and Troy Bailey. And they're just concerned that there are some issues in the region that is being touted as being opened up next. Councillor Milne read from a letter from Lower Murray Water just days out before the vote requesting further clarity before removing an objection to one of the cells of growth, if you can put it that way, being made for the future urban development. But look, Glenn Milne said that within the cell was a pump station and irrigation main that exacerbated already occurring challenges around urban development. So, in other words, that would have to be moved somehow, and it's a major piece of infrastructure.
It is.
There's some issues there, and it's fairly complex, I would suggest, but nonetheless, it just shows the growth of Mildura. Interestingly, if you'd have said to me how many houses are built in Mildura each year, you might sort of think there are thousands because they're just, but it's on average it's about 290. That doesn't include Golgol, but that's still a lot of homes.
It is.
I don't know about you. You just get the impression there's a lot more going on in Mildura than that.
I'm a step ahead of you. I've talked to the mayor about that, I do believe, at some stage. Mm. Hey, look, Mildura, we're the food bowl of Australia again.
Indeed,
like it never changed, did it?
Well, we've often been touted as, that we should become the food bowl of Australia, but we are officially now, if you go by the numbers, officially the food bowl of Australia according to the highest agricultural output in the nation. Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed that the value of agricultural commodities produced in our region is $1.3 billion. And it's made up of almonds and grapes, broadacre farming, the value of fruit and nuts alone, excluding grapes, is $422 million, and $273 million of that came from almonds. Table grapes, $324 million, and wine, $79 million. Stefano De Piri, who, of course, is a cook himself, he said, it was fantastic that we officially... the food bowl of Australia, we are number one.
So there you go. Round of applause for that one. I won't drag a round of applause out, but it's something we've known all along. Look, long-time volunteer award for service to the community. What's this all about?
Yeah, so look, a lot of people would know Eric Taylor. He is with New South Wales Maritime, and he looks after the river for us, and police is it up and down, making sure people are doing the right thing. But he's been awarded New South Wales Maritime Medal for 2021 for his service to the community. So it's not so much the work that he does in his working day, but he's a great contributor to community volunteering, along with a lot of other people, as Eric said, to, you know, things like the ski races.
He
goes and marks out the course a week in advance and helps out at the footy club. And you know, he said, I do it because, you know, I enjoy helping people out, and that's the satisfaction for him. And, yeah, so, look, a work colleague nominated him, and he was very chuffed by that.
I love it. It's beautiful.
He came to the area about 30 years ago, and he's been involved with the community since, and his children are growing up here. And, it was interesting talking to him. A lot of the events that he's looked after, the paddle boat races, which some people might recall.
Yes.
We got to see them come back, actually. And he used to make sure that all ran smoothly.
Lovely.
And many, many other things.
Oh, a heap of other things, undoubtedly. Yeah, I think we should do this for him. He deserves a round of applause.
Oh, nice, though.
He does deserve a round of applause. Nice. Look, John, the Mildura Weekly, all over the shop, all over the place. We can get it everywhere.
Copies all over the shop. 20,000 copies out in the community, and in the letterbox is free every Friday.
Beautiful. That is John Dooley, editor, Mildura Weekly.